وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مولانا سليم صاحب، آمين to all your beautiful duas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, sometimes you hear of people who say they are Ahl Quran and they alienate themselves from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, this is a fundamental error by the deniers of the sunnah and the traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They truly haven't understood the place and the position of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, if they ponder only over the Quran for a correct appreciation of the nature, the duties, and the functions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will be clear to them, you know, that they will understand the station, the lofty position of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is also to be followed and obeyed explicitly. He is our master. He is our guide. He is the leader. He is the judge. He is the ruler. He is the arbiter, and so on. So in the Quran Majid, you will find that the various capacities and functions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, have been discussed. So the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to be obeyed, and the believers are religiously bound to carry out his orders. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam holds a very, very lofty position in the life of a mu'min. And the following words have been addressed to the Muslims from place to place in the Noble Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly says, أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, from the manner in which these twin commands of obey Allah and obey the Messenger have been expressed through two separate phrases, anyone with a feel of the Arabic language and the idioms will readily conceive that the obedience of Allah, just like that is important, the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also important, and it is permanently enjoined upon the Muslims as a religious obligation. So it does not simply mean that the scripture brought by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the precepts and injunctions contained in it should be believed in and followed for. In that case, it would have been needless to add the directives of obey the messenger to that of obey Allah, which had already been issued. So in further elaboration of our point, we will reproduce the undermentioned verse from Surah Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ رَأَيْتَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَنْكَ صُدُودًا. And when he said unto them, come unto that which Allah has revealed, and unto the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what thou seest the hypocrites, turn away from thee with aversion. So two things have been spoken of, one immediately after the other. People are exhorted not only to come unto that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, but unto the messenger as well. And the way the two duties have been enjoyed enjoined is enough to show that the rendering of obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stressed in the foregoing verse does not simply denote submission to the scripture revealed to him by Allah, but loyalty to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also a distinct and a permanent requirement. So in the same chapter, it is further stated that the messengers had been raised with no other object than that they should be obeyed and their commands carried out. So وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاءَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Okay. The messengers and guides and leaders by the command of Allah. Now we made them chiefs who guide by our command. Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they guide by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also been ordained to the position of a ruler and arbiter by Allah. And it is a prerequisite of faith for the believers to refer their disputes to him for adjudication and accept his decision ungrudgingly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Noble Quran, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. But nay, by thy Lord, they will not believe in truth until they make thee a judge of what is in dispute between them and find within themselves no dislike of that which thou hast decided, and submit with full submission. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become the arbiter, and he must be followed. In another Quran Sharif ayat, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. And it becomes not for a believing man or a believing woman when Allah and His Messenger have decided an affair for them, that they should after that claim any say in their affair. The decision of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are final. In another ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. The saying of all true believers when they appeal unto Allah and His messengers and His messenger to judge between them is only that they say, we hear, we listen, and we obey. And such are the successful people. Now, all the above verses are emphatic on the point that the Muslims are bound by faith to submit to the decision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all matters. It's not open for them to argue about it or wrangle about it. So, this is just as it is necessary for anyone's success and felicity that he submits to Allah, it is also imperative for him to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, just as a person, if he is in defiance of Allah, which is a grievous error and the source of severe misfortune, in the very, very same way, defiance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will produce the same bad results. One ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he verily has gained a significant victory. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. And whosoever is rebellious to Allah and His Messenger, he verily goes astray in error manifest. So obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's command and those things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited to stay from away from them has been enjoined in the Noble Quran. So how can a person say that he has nothing to do with sunnah and traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the Quran Majid explicitly mentions, you know, the role of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, its importance in the life of a mu'min. So again, on the day the pagans will be cast into hell, they will feel sorrow for disobeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the same way as they will repent having been disobedient to Allah. يَوْمَ تُقَلَّبُ وُجُوهُمْ فِي النَّارِ يَقُولُونَ يَا لَيْتَنَا أَطَعْنَا اللَّهَ وَأَطَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ. On the day when their faces are turned over in the fire, they would say, "Oh, would that we have obeyed Allah and had obeyed His Messenger." يومئذ يود الذين كفروا وعصوا الرسول لو تسوى بهم الأرض. On that day, those who disbelieved and disobeyed the Messenger will wish that they were level with the ground, and others became a part of the earth so that they could escape the chastisement. The Muslims are warned not even to talk among themselves of disobedience towards the Rasulullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, إذا تناجيتم فلا تناجوا بالإثم والعدوان ومعصية الرسول. O ye who believe, when you conspire together, conspire not together for crime, wrongdoing, and disobedience towards the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Muslims are enjoined to take whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives and abstain from whatever Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbids. ما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. And whatsoever the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you, take it, and whatever he forbids, abstain from it. So even the above verse, supposed to apply only to worldly goods, it makes it clear whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may deal out for his free will is worthy of acceptance to the believers without the least hesitation or objection. So anything relating to the dunya or the akhirah, you know, without hesitating, without any objection, we should accept it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has greater claim on the life of the believer than the believer himself. Now look at that. An-nabiyyu awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim. The messenger has a greater claim on the lives of the believers than the believers themselves. Then there's another ayah. To please the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam along with Allah is an essential condition of faith. Wallahu wa rasuluhu ahqqu an yurduhu in kanu mu'minin. Allah with His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam have more right that they should please Him if they are believers. So like the love for Allah, the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam too should be stronger than attachment to all the things of the world. Look at this ayat of the noble Quran. Qul in kana aba'ukum wa abna'ukum wa ikhwanukum wa azwajukum wa ashiratukum wa amwalun iqtaraftumuha wa tijaratun takhshawna kasadaha wa masakin tardawnaha أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره. Say, if your fathers and your sons and your brothers and your wives and your tribe and the wealth you have acquired and merchandise for which you fear that there will be no sale, there will be a loss, and dwellings you desire are dearer to you than Allah ورسوله and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and striving in His path, then wait for تَرَبَّسُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِي until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings forth His command. So here Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also mentioned. And Allah guides not wrongdoing folk. In Allah لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. So it is the duty of the believer to respond at once when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls him for anything. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lir rasul idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. So it's, all you believe, obey Allah and the Messenger when He calls you to that which quickens you. So it does not behold the believer to go away without taking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's leave when he summons him for a common business. Otherwise, there is for him the apprehension of a dreadful penalty. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَإِذَا كَانُوا مَعَهُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ جَامِعٍ لَمْ يَذْهَبُوا حَتَّى يَسْتَأْذِنُوا. They are alone, the true believers who believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when they are with Him on some common errand, go not away until they have asked leave and permission of Him. So these are some ayahs that have been quoted, you know, about the lofty status of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and how important it is, you know, the role of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in our lives, and to follow him, the sunnah traditions, his teachings and his mannerisms and his ways. So those people who only say we are Ahli Quran and they do not look at the sunnah traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to a very, very great degree, because the Quran Majid, in the verses that I have related to you, or speak about the noble and lofty station of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and how we should align with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how we should obey him, and how we should love him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inculcate in our hearts the love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.